This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapping up his Southeast Asia tour in Jakarta, Indonesia, but North Korea again captured much of the attention. VOA's Cindy Sain is traveling with Pompeo.
Secretary Pompeo shook hands with the North Korean Foreign Minister Lee, and a U.S. ambassador handed the North Korean Foreign Minister a letter from President Trump for the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. But afterwards, North Korea's foreign minister gave a statement saying that the country remains firm in its commitment to implementing the agreement made at the summit between Trump and Kim, but he said they were alarmed by some of the rhetoric coming out of the U.S. and its insistence on sanctions. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Jakarta.
Pompeo arrived in Jakarta from Singapore, where there were mixed messages on relations between the U.S. and North Korea amid talks over denuclearization. The arrest of Sun Wing-guang, a retired professor from the Shandong province in northeastern China, during a live telephone interview with VOA, has come as a sensitive time when the rule by Chinese leader Xi Jinping is being seriously challenged. Observers say this has led to the quick action by the country's security apparatus to crush China's rising anti-government sentiments, which they see as a threat to the Communist Party's regime. Sun is a longtime critic of how China deals with human rights. UN warning the deadly Ebola virus could spread by refugees leaving the Democratic Republic of Congo. Officials are urging neighboring countries to increase surveillance at border crossings. A World Health Organization official tells VOA an additional threat is posed by the refugees fleeing from neighboring Uganda, Tanzania, and Burundi. This is VOA News. 27 members of Zimbabwe's opposition political party, the Movement for Democratic Change, or MDC, have appeared in court facing public violence charges after six people were killed in post-election protests that were met by a military crackdown. The MDC's Nelson Chamisa narrowly lost the presidential election to incumbent Emmerson Mnangagwa of the ZANU-PF party. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
MDC lawyer Denfort Halimani says the accused remain in custody.
The accused persons have been placed on remand, and the matter has been postponed to Monday for hearing of bail because the state is opposed to their admission to bail on a number of grounds. So we'll be coming back to court on Monday.
Prosecutors said the accused were positively identified by police and that witnesses would testify against them. Their lawyers said the MDC members were innocent and were delivering election results from provinces when arrested. Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa has called on the country to unite. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Student clashes with police in Bangladesh during another day of protests calling for better improvement and enforcement of traffic safety laws and more protection for pedestrians near schools. The protest started in Dhaka after two college students were killed by unregulated commuter buses racing to pick up passengers. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has promised to grant the students their list of nine demands in phases. Some survivors of one of the deadliest school shootings in American history marched just outside Washington to protest National Rifle Association efforts to block gun control laws and bans on assault rifles. The survivors from a Florida high school where 17 students and staff members were killed in February were at the headquarters of the NRA. Fred Gutenberg is the father of one of the victims in Florida.
I do not care what the gun lobby thinks of me. I will not go away. I will continue to be relentless. We will break that lobby's grip on our legislators, and we will win.
Other anti-gun protests were held around the United States, according to the gun control advocacy group National March on NRA, which organized the events. Protesters said they would also demand that the Internal Revenue Service revoke the NRA's tax-exempt status, prohibit access to downloadable blueprints for 3D-printed guns, and call on lawmakers to approve tougher gun control laws. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.